As we're going to see as we talk through here, this legislation, I must tell you, was not artfully enacted. In fact, most of the provisions of this legislation, most of the provisions of the 2017 legislation were not even written until after the act, after the bill had been passed by Congress. In my humble view, and I was in chief counsel from 1967 to 1972, and I've mentioned that those were the days when Wilbur Mills, and no matter what you think of Wilbur Mills, and I know a lot of people do not have fond memories of Wilbur Mills, but I personally do. And the reason I do is I'm a traditionalist when it comes to tax law. I believe that when tax law is passed, it should be properly vetted before it's ever passed. There should be hearings. People like you should have an opportunity to come before Congress and tell them, what is this going to mean? Because Congress sits there in Washington, D.C. I think they don't have a whole lot of a feel of what the things they do, what consequences they're going to have. So I think tax law should be properly vetted. Well, this particular bill was not only was it not vetted, but as I said, much of it wasn't even written until after it was already passed. We're going to see that there's a lot of issues about that throughout this bill, and hopefully technical corrections eventually will correct most of these issues. Well, one of them is a lot of these rules I've been talking about don't apply to something called syndicates. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of detail talking to you about what a syndicate is. Let's just say that that Congress has been informed that there's a unexpected tax trap built into this bill because of the definition of the word syndicate. But I don't think it's slowing many people down in making changes, because I think it will be corrected either by the Internal Revenue Service, I think, or by Congress, hopefully by Congress. Okay. The next thing I want to mention, again, this is on the 2017 Act, is it's a very, very significant change to Section 263 Cap A of the Internal Revenue Code. 263 Cap A of the Internal Revenue Code is the dreaded capitalization rule. It's the rule that most all of our clients despise, maybe more than anything else in the Internal Revenue Code. And what that rule says is that if you're in what's called the production period, basically all your expenses you incur have to be capitalized. You can't expense anything. There is, again, a limited exception to this for people that had less than a certain level of gross receipts. That number has also been increased to $25 million in the 2017 legislation. Another important practice tip for you to take back and make sure that your clients are aware of this change. Very, very significant. Okay, skipping over to page 8 of the outline. We're going to start talking about, again, we're going to talk about some miscellaneous cases here or there that tend to focus on certain provisions of the Internal Revenue Code. This one in particular happens to focus on Section 263 Cap A. As I mentioned, that dreaded capitalization requirement. That's the Wasco Real Properties case. What Wasco did is they produced almonds. They had almond trees growing on ground. They took the position that their real estate taxes were currently deductible and didn't have to be capitalized. Not going to spend much time with it other than to say the courts didn't have too much trouble finding that clearly the land was being used during the production period, because you have trees sitting on the land, those trees create little flowers, those flowers turn into little almonds, and the little almonds grow to be big almonds, and then the machine comes along and harvests them. That's pretty clear, pretty clear production. The case was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit. Not surprising, but just to mention that taxpayers are always trying to find any semblance of an argument that they can to avoid having to capitalize. People want to expense if you can. Why? Because if I can expense a dollar today, that's much more valuable to me in my pocket than being able to recover that dollar 6 months, a year, or 2 years from now. That's the reason, again, why this the rules I started my speech about on being able to use the cash method as opposed to the accrual method, why that's such an important practice tip to you to take back to your clients. Because the opportunity to expense. Okay. I always like to put some fun cases and outlines like this. On page 9, Patients Mutual Assistance Collective Corp. That's a great name. Patients Mutual Assistance Collective Corp. Anybody want to focus a guess as to what their business was? Come on, you're nodding your head. I mean, if you nod your head with me, you get caught. Huh? Medical marijuana. Medical marijuana. This was in the days when California was just a medical marijuana state rather than a recreational marijuana state, which I understand Michigan is about to go recreational marijuana as well.